Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, March 16, 2025.
Trump's executive order restructures federal agencies. President Trump has signed an executive order to reorganize several government departments, including Voice of America, or VOA. This order requires seven agencies to cut back to only what is legally necessary, aiming to reduce over 100,000 jobs from the 2.3 million federal workforce. Critics, including some Republicans, argue that VOA and other government-funded media show bias against conservative views. Elon Musk has even called for shutting down VOA and Radio Free Europe / Radio Liberty, known as RFE/RL. Carrie Lake, a former news anchor and Trump supporter, is now the director of VOA. While she acknowledges calls to dismantle the organization, she believes it can be improved. These changes could reshape how we receive news and limit the variety of viewpoints available to the public. What does this mean for our access to information?
Ebba Busch champions nuclear energy in EU policy. Ebba Busch, Sweden's energy and industry minister, is championing nuclear energy as a key part of the European Union's energy policy. On March 14, 2025, she urged the European Commission to enhance energy self-sufficiency by promoting consistent energy generation through nuclear power. Busch criticized current EU policies for overlooking nuclear energy, arguing they lack clear goals and funding for new reactors. She highlighted the vital connection between energy security and national sovereignty, insisting that Europe must create an energy sector that ensures independence. Next Monday, a meeting in Brussels will bring together representatives from pro-nuclear EU countries like France, Belgium, and the Netherlands to develop strategies for supporting nuclear technology. Busch's remarks reflect growing concerns among EU nations about over-reliance on renewable energy, especially after Germany's decision to shut down its nuclear reactors. While Sweden has also closed some nuclear plants, the current government is now pushing for a pro-nuclear stance to expand capacity. This shift is crucial for Europe to meet its energy needs without excessive dependence on external sources.
Burkina Faso massacre reported by Human Rights Watch. On March 15, 2025, Human Rights Watch reported a heartbreaking massacre in western Burkina Faso. Armed groups supporting the military government attacked civilians in Solenzo on March 10 and 11. Disturbing videos showed dozens of victims, including women and children, appearing dead or seriously injured, with the actual toll likely much higher. This violence is part of a 9-year jihadist insurgency that has intensified ethnic strife, particularly against the Fulani people, who are often accused of supporting extremist factions. Ilaria Allegrazzi, a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch, highlighted the alarming lack of accountability for the military and their allies. The ongoing violence has made life extremely dangerous for many innocent people caught in this conflict, raising urgent concerns about human rights and safety in the region. What does this mean for the future of Burkina Faso?
U.S. sanctions on Thai officials over Uyghur deportations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has imposed sanctions on Thai officials for deporting at least 40 Uyghurs to China, raising deep concerns about their safety. Rubio highlighted that these individuals face the risk of torture and forced disappearances upon their return. Despite international outcry, 48 Uyghurs remain held in Thailand as authorities prepare to send them back. The Thai Ministry of Foreign Affairs claims that China assured them the deported Uyghurs would be safe and that Thailand would oversee their well-being. This situation has sparked renewed discussions about human rights and the responsibilities of nations to protect at-risk groups. Rubio's actions reflect a broader commitment by the United States to confront human rights violations and challenge China's influence over the treatment of Uyghurs.
China's crackdown on stock market misinformation. On March 15, 2025, the China Securities Regulatory Commission, or CSRC, announced a bold initiative to combat misinformation in the stock market, coinciding with World Consumer Rights Day. This effort aims to tackle the rise of misleading information fueled by advancements in AI. The CSRC will work alongside law enforcement and internet regulators to address false news that can shake investor confidence. Their plan focuses on empowering investors through education and actively dispelling rumors, helping them identify inaccuracies. While this initiative seeks to stabilize the investment environment and protect investors, it may also lead to tougher regulations on AI companies, potentially impacting innovation. The CSRC's commitment to fighting misinformation highlights the critical need for accurate information in today's financial landscape. What happens when investors can't trust the news?
U.S. designates South Korea as a sensitive country amid nuclear concerns. The U.S. Department of Energy has officially labeled South Korea as a sensitive country, effective April 15, 2025, due to increasing fears over nuclear weapons development in the region. This decision follows the Biden administration's earlier classification of South Korea in the lowest category of sensitive countries in January 2023. While the reasons for this designation weren't specified, it raises alarms about South Korea's potential to create its own nuclear arsenal. President Yoon is actively collaborating with the U.S. to ensure this classification doesn't hinder cooperation in energy and technology. Foreign Minister Cho has noted that while discussions about nuclear weapons are premature, they remain a consideration amid ongoing tensions with North Korea. In December 2022, President Yoon declared martial law for 6 hours due to political unrest, leading to legal challenges for him and Defense Minister Kim, who are facing insurrection charges. This political instability raises concerns about South Korea's ability to manage international relations effectively. The designation highlights the cautious approach of the U.S. regarding its alliances and defense commitments in East Asia.
Trump orders airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. President Donald Trump has launched airstrikes against Houthi rebels supported by Iran in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. This military action aims to stop the Houthis from attacking key shipping routes in a vital maritime corridor. Trump declared that the U.S. will use overwhelming force until the Houthis end their hostile actions. These strikes follow the Houthis targeting over 100 merchant vessels, resulting in the sinking of 2 ships and the loss of 4 sailors. This escalation comes amid Yemen's ongoing civil war, which has left the country in dire economic straits. Just 2 weeks before the airstrikes, Trump reached out to Iranian leaders to discuss their nuclear program. The Bab el-Mandeb Strait, a crucial shipping route, is highlighted as a key area where disruptions can significantly affect global trade and oil prices. As tensions rise, the situation in Yemen remains urgent, posing ongoing threats to maritime safety and regional stability.
Zetwerk's ambitious plans for growth. Zetwerk, an Indian contract manufacturing company, is planning to go public within the next 15 to 24 months as it boosts its electronics production. CEO Amrit Acharya notes that more global companies are shifting their manufacturing to India, signaling a significant change in supply chains. Josh Folger, the electronics president at Zetwerk, emphasizes the remarkable growth in India's electronics sector. With tech giants like Google and Apple moving away from China, Zetwerk has opened its 7th factory in Chennai, aiming to become a major export hub for the U.S. market. Last year, the company raised around $90 million, showcasing strong investor confidence with a valuation of $3.1 billion. Currently, electronics make up 15% of Zetwerk's revenue. For the financial year ending March 2024, Zetwerk reported sales of 144.36 billion Indian rupees, about $1.66 billion, but faced a financial loss of 9.19 billion rupees. This potential public listing could provide the necessary capital for further expansion while navigating market fluctuations and regulatory challenges. What does this mean for the future of manufacturing in India?
Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses ongoing conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed the ongoing conflict in the Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops are actively protecting against Russian and North Korean forces. He responded to former U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that thousands of Ukrainian soldiers are surrounded, assuring that they are not. The Russian Defense Ministry announced the recapture of 2 villages near Sudza, just 10 kilometers from Ukraine, highlighting intense military actions in the area. Analysts warn of a potential new attack on Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, a threat Zelensky acknowledged, stating that Ukraine is prepared to counter any aggression. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer noted that European nations and Western allies are increasing preparations to support Ukraine if a peace deal with Russia is reached. Meanwhile, the situation near the strategic city of Pokrovsk has stabilized, with Ukraine successfully deploying a new long-range missile called the Long Neptune, capable of reaching targets 1,000 kilometers away. Conflict, which began in 2014 after Russia's annexation of Crimea, continues to have a significant humanitarian impact, with over 300 residents evacuated from areas around Sudza. Since last August, Russian forces have seized around 100 settlements, complicating life for Ukrainian civilians.
OpenAI and Elon Musk's legal showdown. OpenAI and Elon Musk are gearing up for a fast-track trial on March 15, 2025, in Oakland, California, over OpenAI's controversial shift to a for-profit model. This legal battle pits Musk, one of the world's richest individuals, against Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI. The trial is set for December 2025, following a federal court filing that proposed this timeline. Recently, a judge denied Musk's request to pause OpenAI's transition, which he argues strays from its original mission of developing artificial intelligence for the benefit of humanity. Since its founding in 2015 by Musk and Altman, OpenAI has become a leader in AI technology, known for creating advanced models like ChatGPT. The organization raised $6.6 billion in its last funding round and is now discussing a new investment round that could reach up to $40 billion with SoftBank Group. Musk's consortium made headlines with a staggering $97.4 billion unsolicited takeover bid for OpenAI, which Altman firmly rejected, stating that the organization is not for sale. This ongoing legal dispute raises critical questions about the future of AI development and the ethical implications of prioritizing profit.
Federal judge blocks Trump's deportation plan. A federal judge in Washington, D.C., has blocked deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, which former President Donald Trump used to speed up the removal of alleged members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Trump described this situation as an invasion by a dangerous criminal group. Judge James Boasberg issued a short-term legal order, stating that the Alien Enemies Act applies to hostile nations, not criminal organizations. This ruling protects five Venezuelans from removal, following a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union, which argued that using the act against non-combatants violates their rights. Critics, including civil rights advocates and political figures, argue that reviving wartime powers for mass deportations is unjust. The Alien Enemies Act has a controversial history, having been used during World War II to justify the confinement of Japanese, German, and Italian Americans. Legal challenges to Trump's actions are expected to continue as the ACLU seeks to expand protections for all individuals at risk of removal under the act.
Economic concerns in Europe amid U.S. tariffs. On March 15, 2025, European shares fell sharply as fears of an economic downturn called Trumpcession, linked to former U.S. President Donald Trump's unpredictable trade policies, began to rise. The European Union announced plans to respond to Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum, targeting 26 billion euros in U.S. imports, including popular items like boats and bourbon. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president, stated that while the U.S. imposes tariffs totaling $28 billion, the EU will counter with measures worth 26 billion euros. This situation affects only a small portion of EU exports to the U.S., but it poses serious risks to the steel and automotive industries, which are already struggling. Economists, including Semina Sultan from the German Economic Institute, warn that this uncertainty could threaten jobs and investments on both sides of the Atlantic. Trump has even threatened a staggering 200% tax on wines and other alcoholic products from France and other EU nations if the tariffs aren't lifted. Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, expressed concerns about the unpredictability of economic shocks and the challenges in achieving the 2% inflation target, highlighting that these tariffs could lead to a Europe-wide recession and another debt crisis in the Eurozone. What does this mean for the future of trade between the U.S. and Europe?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.